This is Olivia, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Rashmi.
Thank you, Olivia, for that amazing introduction. So today, we'll be switching topics into another form of investments, bonds. Bonds are definitely not as volatile as stocks are and are considered to be one of the safest options. It's especially great for newcomers into the investing world.
So what are bonds? Bonds are fixed income securities that represent a loan made by an investor to a borrower, typically a government or corporation. In return for the loan, the borrower promises to pay periodic interest payments and return the principal amount at maturity.
But before we go into the different types of bonds, it's important to know some key terminology.
The face value, also known as the par value or principal amount, is the dollar value of a bond. It represents the amount the bond will be worth at maturity and is the sum repaid to the bondholder by the issuer.
Now, the maturity date is the specific date on which the principal amount of the bond is repaid to the bondholder. It marks the end of the bond's quote-unquote life, and the issuer is obligated to return the face value to the bondholder on or before this date.
The coupon rate is the fixed annual interest paid by the issuer to the bondholders. It is expressed as a percentage of the bond's face value. For example, a bond with a face value of $1,000 and a coupon rate of 5% pays $50 in annual interest to the bondholder.
Yield is the effective annual rate of return on a bond, which takes into account its current market price. However, there are various yield measures. The current yield is a straightforward measure calculated by dividing the annual interest income generated by the bond by its current market price. It does not consider the bond's future cash flows or any capital gains or losses upon maturity.
So, if a bond pays $50 in annual interest and is currently priced at $1,000 in the market, the current yield would be 5%, since that's 50 over 1,000 times 100.
Yield to maturity is a more comprehensive measure that accounts for the bond's total return, taking into consideration its current market price, interest payments, and the face value at maturity. YTM, which is yield to maturity, assumes the bond is held until maturity and any potential capital gains or losses are factored in. This is crucial for investors who plan to hold the bond until maturity, as it provides a more accurate representation of the bond's actual return.
Yield to call is similar to YTM, but focuses on the potential return if the bond is called by the issuer before its maturity date. Callable bonds give the issuer the option to redeem, which is also call, the bonds before the scheduled maturity, usually if interest rates have declined. When calculating it, just like YTM, but it incorporates the specific call day and call price. It helps investors understand the yield under different scenarios other than the set one from the start of buying a bond.
Bonds are also categorized in two different ways. One is by their price and another is by their type of bond. So let's start with the prices of bonds first.
A premium bond is a bond trading above its face value, or in other words, it costs more than the face amount on the bond. A bond might trade at premium because its interest rate is higher than the current rates in the market.
Now, on the other hand, a discount bond occurs when the market price of a bond is lower than its face value. Investors are buying the bond at a discount because its coupon rate, which is the annual percentage rate, is lower than prevailing market interest rates or due to perceived risks associated with the bond.
A bond is at par when its market price equals its face value. In other words, if the bond's face value is $1,000 and it is trading in the market at $1,000, it's said to be at par.
Now that we've gotten through the basic terminology, let's talk about the different types of bonds. Governments issue bonds to raise capital for public projects and to meet financial obligations. These bonds are considered low risk because they're backed by the full faith and credit of the issuing government. In the U.S., the U.S. Department of Treasury issues these. The governments pay periodic interest to bondholders, which is usually 6 months, and the principal is repaid at maturity.
There are certain rating agencies that determine the creditworthiness of bonds. The three primary bond rating agencies used in the U.S. are Standard & Poor's Global Ratings, Moody's, and Fitch Ratings.
Moody's uses a different annotation for ratings compared to the Standard and Poor's Global Ratings, as well as Fitch Ratings. However, they both translate to the same thing.
The U.S. government's bonds are rated AA plus by both Standard & Poor's Global Ratings and Fitch, whereas Moody thinks it's AAA, the strongest rating. Either way, these are rated as the highest, which is why initially we talked about how they will be the safest.
Corporations also issue bonds and are used to raise funds for various purposes such as funding operations, expansions, acquisitions, or refinancing existing debt. Corporate bonds offer high yield compared to government bonds to compensate investors for taking on additional risk. This is because they don't provide the full faith and credit that the government provides. The creditworthiness of the issuing companies is a crucial factor in determining the risk.
The three primary bond rating agencies that we talked about will help determine the creditworthiness and will vary between companies. Just like government bonds, interest rates are paid periodically.
Finally, we will talk about municipal bonds. These are issued by local and or state governments. These are used to finance public infrastructure projects such as schools, highways, or water treatment facilities.
Interest income from municipal bonds is often exempt from federal income taxes and in some cases state and local taxes. This tax advantage can make municipal bonds attractive to certain investors.
Municipal bonds can have varying credit ratings based on quality of life in the towns. For example, one of the richest towns in Connecticut has a rating of AAA, where places like Hartford has a rating of AA-.
The best part about municipal bonds is that it's really connected to your community. If you want to support your community, you can consider investing in one of these.
That's true. In our town, we're building a new high school since our current one was founded in 1882. Without multiple bonds, we won't be able to get the proper funding to help build our school.
Overall, bonds are a great option to consider if you want to generate a steady stream of income. There are many options to consider based on your personal financial preferences, which is the beauty of personal finance.
That's all for this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rashford and Olivia, cashing off.